WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
You are listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. I'm your host, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the web address if you don't join in by email or social media. Or give us a call at 893-1450, 893-1450. Lined up for you today, how to pick the right index mutual fund or exchange-traded fund. There's a couple different options out there that you may not know about. Not all index funds are created equal. We'll also discuss one company's recent release of a 30-year forecast for stocks, bonds, and real estate. We'll discuss that. Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust is back once again, dondelore.com. Welcome back to the show, Mr. DeLore.
Excited to be here this afternoon.
I saw this in the news today. It's an older story. Guaranteed Trust apparently has a new website.
Yes.
So y'all have made it a little bit more user-friendly. You can get, I guess, mortgage calculators, check mortgage rates, check products, apply for a loan. Check into purchase loans, refinance loans. Follow the blog post at guaranteedtrust.com. You could win a $25 gift card.
Yes, that's a contest we're having here this week.
All this coming reporting in the Daily News Journal a few days ago, I guess Monday. Monday was the big day. You guys changed it up. Does it look a lot different? I haven't seen it.
The website, yes, it does. It looks completely different, and actually each loan officer has their own website to go along with that as well, so it's very user-friendly. You can also, in addition to that, you can check rates, but you can also get put on a rate update where you can get quotes from the rates as they change.
I want to get on that list.
Yeah, check that out.
GuaranteedTrust.com. Other notable features include interactive mortgage calculators, personalized mortgage quotes, a help desk, and mortgage 101 guide.
Yes.
Is your site, is it still dondelore.com? Is it linked up to that?
Yes, it is. Awesome. It's linked up to there now.
Sharp surge in interest rates caused mortgage refinances to plummet 2 weeks ago, according to CNBC.com. But now, applications to refinance mortgages rose 5% last week, national average at least, after falling 9% the previous week. So down 9, up 5.
Yeah, not much going on during Christmas, but I got a feeling some people need some Christmas money.
Yeah, that's true. Last week would have been nice, Christmassy.
Yeah. So, it's a little tough that week usually, but afterwards usually people realize they've jacked up some bills or they just need to do it, and now is the time to do it. As we've talked about the last month or two on this show, that we know the rates are going to go up, just how fast and how much is yet to be seen. So if you get in now, you get what's there today.
Average 30-year rate on a conforming loan, fixed rate, 4.72%.
That's down just a tad. 4.6 would be today. So
4.6. So the rates are down a bit.
Yes.
We talked about these new fees that were coming, but apparently they've decided they don't want the fees, right?
Yeah, it's probably why you see that little bit of a better interest rate, because they could take some of those fees out and begin to take them out. So,
Federal Housing Finance Administration today officially announced that it would delay the implementation of guaranteed fee hikes, originally slated to take effect March and April of this year. The fees were being raised as a part of an ongoing effort to get private capital back into the lending market and lessen the involvement of government in mortgages. But the industry really battled against that. I guess you guys said no. And
it just gets passed on to the consumer in higher interest rates. It doesn't really act like it's not going to be a fee that some of the banks, you know, that we're going to pay. That it ends up being the consumer paying it. So that's part of the main reason why they at least delayed the decision to put it into motion. And obviously, that's we saw a little bit of improvement in rates today based on that, because believe it or not, they're already we're preparing rates for when those fees went up in March.
Explain, if you can, why this fee was going to lure private capital back in the mortgage market.
What happens is if the fee would have gone up and it costs more to do a mortgage than if other players come into the market that can offer the mortgage for less. That's what they're wanting, is private capital to come in instead of the government paying for everything on the mortgages. So they want private capital to come in and make mortgages. So that's really why part of that was put together, was to lure the private capital back in. These fees are high here, but private capital can come in and produce money for less.
Making it more profitable for private capital. Is that the deal?
Right, more profit for private capital, or giving them a reason to get into the market, because now they can make some good solid money and it's back to it. So
interesting.
Yes.
Well, after the break,
you know everybody's making money on that, right?
What's that? Everybody makes money.
That's right.
But no fees coming March. Is that going to be revamped? Do you think they're going to bring that back up, or is it dead and gone?
No, I'd say it's just been moved.
It's been tabled.
Tabled.
On the
yes,
mortgage fees.
Yes.
After the break, we're going to talk about three reasons why you might not want to pay off that mortgage before you retire. Nancy Anderson, contributor to Forbes magazine, tells her personal story of why at one time she really wanted to have that mortgage burning party, but changed her mind. Made a smarter money move, in her opinion. We'll tell you those three reasons why you may not want to pay off your mortgage before you retire, and also how to pick the right index fund, and also that analysis based on the 30-year prediction of stocks, bonds, and real estate. Coming up right after this, 893-1450, or go to the website financialcoachingradio.com, and you're listening to Financial Coaching Radio.
That the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages. This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at THW CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with THW CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072, or online at thwcpa.com.
You make your money when you buy. This old adage is certainly true when it comes to buying real estate. Do you want to know how you can make sure you're getting the best deal on your next home or investment property? Hire a real estate agent who has the right skills and experience. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty today at 796-4151. That's 796-4151. Or visit sellwithhope.com. How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134. Or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621. Or go to bakercounsel.com.
Guarantee Trust Company is a market-leading full-service mortgage company specializing in conventional FHA, VA, THDA, USDA, and FMHA loans across 26 states. Offering exceptional customer service, Guarantee Trust Company's team of experienced loan officers work directly with home buyers and real estate agents to identify the best mortgage opportunities. Guarantee Trust Company is located at 316 Robert Rose Drive here in Murfreesboro. Branch manager Don DeLore would love to hear from you. 907-2611. Guarantee Trust Company, 907-2611.
Play it again, sports! your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play It Again Sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We have about rain moving through the mid-state, causing some possible slippery conditions out there. Slow down, be safe. I-24 coming out of Dickinson County looks good around I-24 at 840, I-24 at 96, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Congestion but no accidents reported. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial with a bit of slowdown for us. Still give yourself the gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team. Get a take-home whitening kit with exam cleaning and x-rays. Call 220-1100 or visit nationalsmileteam.com. I'm Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Brought to you by Safe Auto. Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm going to give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Beaver!
Welcome back. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. This is Financial Coaching Radio. In the studio live with Don DeLore of Guaranty Trust, 30 years of experience in the mortgage lending business. We're going to talk about reasons you might not want to pay off that mortgage, coming from Forbes magazine. They actually gave seven reasons, but I didn't like four of the seven, so I'm just going to talk about three. I think conventional wisdom, and a lot of people have a strong desire to pay off their mortgage just for peace of mind.
Yes, they do.
Not mathematics. It's just, I don't want that burden.
Right.
And they lady is no different. The contributor to Forbes magazine, Nancy Anderson, is saying she did dream about having a mortgage burning party the week she retired for paying off her mortgage that very week. But the very thought of making the last mortgage payment actually made her jump for joy, she said. No mortgage payment means peace of mind, freedom, and strong sense of security. And she asked the question, or poses the question, is it a false sense of security? Given today's low interest rate environment, it may make some sense to hold on to a mortgage. It may not be smart to tie up assets in an illiquid investment like real estate. The only way to get your money out of your home is to sell it or borrow against it. And I think people forget about that.
That's true.
That you pay that sucker off, and that the money. And if you don't sell or get a second mortgage or a reverse mortgage, you're not getting the capital out of it.
That's correct. It just sits there. It's capital that can actually fluctuate up and down, and depends on when even the family would have to get rid of it, that whether or not you have the equity in it.
So some things to think about if you're nearing retirement and you have kind of struggling with yourself. Do I want to overpay my mortgage payment to get it paid off by retirement, or do I want to hold on to it? Like I said, there are seven reasons given by Forbes to maybe not pay off your mortgage. I'm going to break it down to three. High interest rate debt. If you have other high interest rate debt and you have a lower interest rate mortgage, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to overpay.
You need to go after that high stuff if you're going to.
Do people do that? Surely not.
Yes, they do. They don't realize that it's more important. They see it as a credit card or an installment loan. They don't see it as...
You've really seen somebody throwing a couple $100 more a month on their 4% mortgage versus paying a 20% interest credit card.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Folks.
It's priorities in their minds, you know. They're just not sure, you know.
I'm baffled. Because that didn't, you know, it didn't fit in the debt snowball, fall at smallest to largest. You know, and then if you don't agree with the smallest to largest, people usually know they tackle the highest interest rate debt first.
How hard is it, you know, to pay off? You got that high interest rate. You got to pay a lot of money each month to pay that down. They don't realize if they would just nip at it instead of in the mortgage is what, you know, 4%, 5% these days. You know,
yeah, pay your high interest rate debt first before you overpay your mortgage. Certainly. If you aren't maxing out your retirement plans at work, you may want to hold off on overpaying and paying off your mortgage. Why? Let's assume you get a 5% dollar-for-dollar match in your 401k plan. You put in $100, they'll give you $100, for example.
Yes.
You can't beat that 100% return on your investment by overpaying your 4% mortgage.
That's right. And the investment part, the savings part about that is, can your money be used better ways than to pay down the mortgage?
Or find a way to do both. Find a way to contribute to the 401k to get the match and overpay the mortgage.
I like it.
But don't miss out on that free money.
Yes.
Another reason you may want to hold off on overpaying your mortgage or paying off your mortgage is that your assets are all invested in qualified plans, IRAs, 401ks, meaning when you make a withdrawal, a distribution, you pay taxes. It would make no sense to withdraw from an IRA or 401k enough to pay off $100,000 mortgage, pay the top tax rate, pay your top tax rate, and assuming you're over 59.5, no penalty, but just to be have a mortgage paid off. You wouldn't take a 40% hit to be debt free.
Right. It doesn't make sense, really. But
and I can really relate to this one. My dad asked me every year, should I cash out my IRA to pay off my house? And I'm like, no, you'll lose 30%. Yes. He goes, but I would just sleep better. And I can't wrap my head around that. If you had $100,000, you're going to pay $30,000 just for some sleep?
No.
Yeah, you can find any sleep doctor out there in the world. Take care of that.
$30,000, right?
So to think about if you're going to be taking money from a qualified plan, money that's going to be taxable to you, if like an IRA or 401k, you may want to think about maybe you should have been planning for that, paying off your mortgage sooner and putting money elsewhere.
Right.
You might need the funds or the capital in your home in retirement. Fidelity estimates that retirees will need at least $220,000 for medical expenses in retirement. And if all that money, if all your money is locked up in your house, you got to borrow it, sell it to get it out.
And you got the payment again at maybe even a higher rate. So really you need to take a close look at that before you pay it off.
Have a game plan. You know, I think a lot of this comes down to these missteps is people not having a real financial plan. Because if you're working with a CFP, they're going to help you wade through mortgage and 401k matching. Or, hey, you really want to pay off your mortgage? We need to start maybe putting some money elsewhere other than a qualified plan.
Right.
Maybe a taxable investment account along the way. Or if you're scared, you know, if you want to pay off your mortgage, but you may have some health issues and Fidelity estimates medical expenses at $220,000 in retirement, maybe we start planning for that. We start planning for long-term care insurance, whatever.
Yes. Utilize the money invested into something else versus putting it on the mortgage, and you'll have it if you wanted to pay down the mortgage later, but at least you have it for other items if you need it.
And I think when the people that are really dead set on the mortgage payoff thing, they're like this, at all costs, they want to pay it off because of peace of mind. I think they get tunnel vision. They don't think about these big things. You know, if that is your goal, there's nothing wrong with having a goal to pay off your mortgage.
Not at all.
But if it's a real goal, make a plan for it.
And understand the plan. Know the consequences of the plan.
But if you disregard other things in your financial life, it could really cost you a lot of money. Yes. When people come to you, so this one's surprising to me as well. So many people want to pay off their mortgage, and I know a lot of people don't even think about the math, but it does come down to mathematics and financial planning in most cases.
Yes.
Is the amount of mortgages that are done at 30 years, if people are so concerned with being debt-free, you think you'd have has it been slowly changing over the last couple decades that people do more 15s than 30s?
No. I'd like to think that with these refis that most people took a lower term, but not really. In most cases, they took the same term or even a higher term. They had 25 years left. They took 30. It's just it's for peace of mind of the payment. People work from payment more than they do from logic, as far as which is the best way. We went over that a few months ago.
Monkey brain.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want to do that.
It's like used car dealers.
Yeah.
Hey, go get you in this car today. It's only $300 a month. For the next 72 months, and you end up paying $20,000 for a $5,000 car.
The
payment worked for my budget.
Yes. And that's a lot of ways how they look at it.
And they look at financial planning like that, too, because most of my clients pay me on an annual retainer fee. It's fixed. It doesn't change unless a lot more work. If they were to win the lotto or something, that would change the scope of work. But the fee is fixed. It doesn't change. And it's usually due up front. Or in the beginning of the process, because a lot of things we'll do cost me a lot of time and money in the beginning of the planning process. But people they would rather pay a quarterly fee than an upfront fee, even if the quarterly fee would cost them more on an annual basis.
Interesting.
It's because it's that monkey brain sticker shock. Who cares if I'm paying $30,000 more in interest? Who cares if I'm buying a $5,000 car that cost me $30,000? Who cares if I'm paying $3,000 in advisor fees versus $2,000? I just want that monthly amount to fit.
That I believe fits into what it is. Yes.
What's up with that psychology, man?
Well, as you know, credit cards can do the same thing, get you all bound up in those. So you really got to be smart about how you're making your payments. And investments. See, the part I liked about maybe one of these articles where they're saying, hey, if you're putting $200 extra on your principal of your loan each month, why don't you put $200 into an investment account? And then you still have the money. Let it build on the one side. You have a term of your mortgage. You know how your mortgage is going to pay down and when it's going to pay down. And so really there's already a plan in place for your mortgage. You know what it is. But this other side where you can invest that, that seems more logical to me, a better way to do it.
But what you're describing there is using leverage. You're saying I could take, if it's $200 as you described, put it towards my mortgage, or I could put it in an investment account, and it's still going to grow. And if I decide to use that, the total lump sum of whatever it grows to in 5, 10, 15 years, you could just cash it out and then put it on the mortgage.
Yes, you could.
The idea behind it is if you can invest at a higher rate than your mortgage rate, you win. So if you could earn 6-7% on your investments over a 10-year period, but your mortgage rate was 4%, you mathematically, in most cases, we'd be better off to save it in that account. But not that it doesn't come with the risk. There's no guarantee that you would get the 6-7%.
That's correct. But
and it does take discipline for those to actually shovel that money. But not so. I don't know. People have an easier time paying bills than writing a check for saving money.
I see that. And
we need to do a show about monkey brain, how psychology warps our financial plans, how irrational thinking. And all, you know, if you struggle with things that you know are irrational because of fear, that's what a planner can help you with. They can talk through. I know many financial planners that they hire other financial planners to be their planner because they are too close to their own situation to do it themselves.
Hard to keep rational about the whole thing.
Because you know, if you're talking about saving for your kids' college or investing, you know, you may take more risk than you should because you think you're a know-it-all. I've done that before. And so having another set of eyes, an objective set of eyes, is going to be beneficial.
Certainly is. We see it all the time.
So just do the right planning if your goal is to pay off your mortgage early before you retire, because if you don't, you could really shoot yourself in the foot. Get with Don DeLore at DonDeLore.com. DonDeLore.com, new website. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to pick the right index fund and also the market forecast for stocks, bonds, and real estate over the next 30 years. We'll talk about that. Back in a moment. You're listening to Financial Coaching Radio, 893-1450 or FinancialCoachingRadio.com.
None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnicut Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Let's look ahead toward the weekend on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Shrek the Musical opens Friday night, 7:30, at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Performances also at 7:30 Saturday night and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Shrek the Musical, this weekend through January the 26th at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. And the Murfreesboro Rutherford County Chapter of the AARP meets at 10 o'clock this Friday morning over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. 10 o'clock this Friday. The guest speaker is retiring St. Clair Street Director Linda Burt. Should be a very interesting meeting. Once again, the monthly meeting of the Murfreesboro Rutherford County AARP is this coming Friday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And the award-winning Wedding Dresses Through the Decades exhibit begins this Sunday at Oakland's Historic House Museum. Whatever you do, don't miss this exhibit of beautiful wedding dresses. That's this Sunday through March 2nd. Monthly and yearly passes to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department at 25% off now through January 31st. For more local events, go to WGNSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good afternoon. One accident being worked by authorities at this time, Osborne Lane at Pendarvis Lane. We've also got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 Medical Center Parkway, I-24 at 231, lots of slowdown, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial Church and Middle Tennessee Boulevard, with lots of congestion for us also this afternoon. You can still give yourself a gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team and get 50% off a new patient exam, x-ray, and cleaning. Call 220-1100 or visit NashvilleSmileTeam.com today. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on WGNS.
And Middle Tennessee has beaten the Tennessee Volunteers.
High backfield, Summers going to break into the secondary. He's going to dive into the end zone.
The excitement of Rutherford County sports on WGNS.
WeatherEye.
Cloudy tonight with a chance of seeing some light rain. Partial low near 39, high 55 on Friday. Lots of clouds, slight chance of showers. Areas of rain Friday night, low 49. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now is 37 degrees.
The Center for Cultural Interchange is looking for families to host international high school exchange students that come from all over the world. They're fully insured, bring their own spending money, and want to be involved in family life. To learn more, visit cci-exchange.org.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show, the one show where you get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Stock market had a little bit of an off day today. Dow Jones Industrial averaged down about 18 points. Jobs report coming out tomorrow, and if it's good news, look for another big run-up. My prediction in U.S. stocks. My prediction. If it's better than expected jobs report, we will have a heavy trading day, and the market will run. Speaking of market, let's turn to the bond market for a moment. Bill Gross, manager of the world's largest bond fund, said that bond portfolios should really not do a whole lot in 2014. Not really positive, not really negative, just stay about where they are. That's good news from a very smart man when it comes to bonds, except for the way he's ran his fund over the last few years has really just sucked. So what does he really know about bond investing anymore? Bill Gross, PIMCO Total Return Fund, the fund fell nearly 2% last year, making it its worst performance since 1994. Its first annual loss since 1999, according to data from Morningstar. Poor performance led investors to pull, well, not just that, you know, interest rate risk also along with this, but all that led investors to pull out a record $41 billion out of the fund last year.
Well,
and it lost its top spot as the largest mutual fund. Now it's number two. It's beat out by Vanguard I think Vanguard Total Stock Market Index is now the largest mutual fund. So, interesting stuff. But, you know, it's always, whether he's right or he's wrong, I don't know. But it's always good that, you know, we're not getting the doom and gloom picture with interest rates anymore.
That's true. And that's really not happening, right?
We had that 1% move in mortgage rates due to the bond market freakout.
Right.
And that's been it.
And hopefully as we move through the market, it'll be natural things that change the rate as we move forward. The economy, the situations in the economy, the changes that are made to the loan programs and or to
speculation. That was the oddest thing. I was telling a client about this the other day. Usually the stocks are the ones that get spooked, and I make the joke that if there's a fist fight in Europe or a car wreck in Europe, it's going to crash the U.S. stock market. But bonds have never really operated that way. Bonds, you know, there's a real reason that bonds go up or down as far as how, you know, it's tied to something. The treasury rate changes, the federal fund rate changes, something. But this was just a man speaking that I think we may stop printing some money and rates went haywire.
Crazy, exactly.
Portfolio Solutions. Portfolio Solutions has published a 30-year forecast for stock and bond market returns. I don't have any idea on their last predictions. Maybe they don't have any, or how accurate they were, but they have made some predictions. It looks more like guesses to me than any kind of formal analysis.
Okay,
because everything's about the same. Large cap U.S. stocks, they're predicting a 7% annualized return over the next 30 years. Real estate investment trust, 7%. It's like everything's 7%. It's like, just give it a score. Just tell everybody it's 7% across the board.
We got a good average here for you. 7%.
International stocks, 7.4%. Emerging market stocks, 9%. That's the only one that's really different. That's the only one that's really different. But what's interesting that to take away from this is not that I'm putting any faith in their forecast, is that we assume that this Portfolio Solutions company is pretty good at forecasting.
Well, you would hope they are if they're making.
But they're forecasting large U.S. stocks are only going to grow at 7% annualized rate over the next 30 years. And you still got Mr. Financial Peace telling listeners that to expect 12% return on their mutual funds. Hmm. And I said it before, I'll say it again. It's not that you can't get 12% in any one given year. Heck, S&P 500 did 32% last year.
What are you going to do? Guess every
month? What are you going to average? Can you average that over long periods of time? If it goes up 30, down 30, your average is zero.
You don't want to certainly put your financial plan based on the fact that you're going to get 12%.
Heck no. So somebody's wrong, and I really think, and experts have been saying this for a couple of years, expect 7, 8% in U.S. stocks over the next decade. This is a 30-year prediction. I think that's just low for a 30-year prediction.
Over time, in the past, I think what we do the last time, when you went over the last 50 years, was it, or the 30 years 2 weeks ago?
113 years.
And it was an average of more like 12 or 14%, wasn't
on
it?
On U.S. stocks?
Yes. Yeah.
The average, I looked at it yesterday, S&P's averaged about 10%.
Okay.
That's just U.S. stocks. No fees, no commissions, no nothing. That's just pure market returns and dividends.
Okay.
All right. So got to switch gears and talk about index funds. I am a big believer in index funds, at least for a portion of your money inside your investment portfolio. And index funds have changed over the recent years. The way I've even described it simply on this show is it's a fund that's designed to track an index. Well, it's not that simple anymore, because there's actually three different methods that index funds follow. Which method is your fund following? Do you know which method your fund is following? Should you own one method or all three methods? And I'm going to give you what those methods are. There are three primary index construction techniques. Market capitalization, that means we're going to weight towards the company that has the higher stock value, in essence, market cap. We're going to equally weight among all companies. So if there were 10 companies that are involved in the index, we're just going to divide it by 10.
Okay.
Or we could fundamental weight in an index fund, and that's where you're going to give companies with stronger balance sheets, stronger projections about earnings, a higher weighting than companies that aren't projected to grow as fast. So if a company, if you have a fundamentally weighted index, the companies that are financially sound, in a simple terms, you're going to have a higher weighting to the ones that are a little more questionable.
Okay.
So those three different methods for comprising index funds are important, because here's why. if we look at three different methods and three different index funds, all trying to track basically the S&P 500 index, but they track it based on those methods, the market cap method, the equal weighting method, and the fundamental method. The returns have been pretty amazing. The fundamental method did 38% return last year.
Well,
it beat the S&P 500 by 6%. It's supposed to track the S&P 500 in a nutshell.
What do you think?
So it's considered an index fund because it's trying to somewhat mirror the S&P 500, but how it comprises its weightings is what's different. So if there's 500 companies in the S&P 500, it's going to own a portion of all 500. It's how much of each does it own. And in a fundamental index, it's weighting more towards the financially sound companies than, or the companies that are undervalued than the ones that are overvalued and not so financially sound. But beat the S&P 500 index by 6% last year. The equal weighted index beat the market by 3% because it did 35% return. It's also, instead of weighting based on who's bigger and who's smaller, just divide by how many companies are in the index, equal weighting beat the market as well. The market cap weighting, that's how really what the S&P is made up. The example, Apple is a huge company. I think their market cap is $500 billion. Let me flip back and tell you for sure. And if we're doing a market cap weighting in an index fund, Apple has a $500 billion market cap. But also in the same tech world is a company called F5, F as in Frank, 5 Networks. Since their market cap is only $7 billion, you would weight more towards Apple than you would the F5 Networks. In this example, 12.5% would be weighted towards Apple, 0.17 be weighted towards the F5. So that's how it's broken out based on the bigger the size of the company, the more you're going to weight towards it. And that just kept up with the S&P 500 index. So three methods for indexing. All three are designed to at least track along with the base return of the index, essentially. But they have different methods, and it's produced higher returns. Was I clear on all this stuff about indexing?
I think you were pretty clear with it. I was just going to kind of follow that up with as far as what you like to see, what you normally counsel your clients to look at and something like that. What is the combination that you like of that?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, and I'll tell you what I'm probably going to do.
Okay.
I have traditionally invested or chosen market cap weighted index funds. They're the ones that have been around forever. They're the more established, and that's what everybody kind of thinks of as an index fund.
So you're
the
comfortable
equal weighting
with the weight.
And the fund weighting are kind of newer animals.
Okay.
Now, I have recommended some equal weighting indexes, but as seeing this performance, and I'm going to test it and backtrack it somewhat as much as I can, I really am leaning toward not an either or, but all three.
I was kind of thinking the combination sounds.
Yeah, if you're going to index, don't just market cap weight it. Don't fundamentally weight it or equal weight it. Do all three. If you've got a 20% allocation to large cap, you know, just put a third in each.
Very nice.
And do the same down the line because you have other asset classes. You have large companies, small companies, international, emerging markets, many classes of bonds. You can index in any one of those classes. And you could basically find these three types of weighting in the index fund. It just gives you more diversification because if the bigger companies, well, backing up, if you do a market cap weighted index, this is what people really need to know. It's the heck with the returns.
Okay.
If you're weighting more, if you have a market cap weighted index, you're going to be more heavily weighted to large companies than smaller. Because you're going to invest more heavily than I gave the Apple example.
Right.
Because they're bigger, you're going to allocate more of your money there. And if it's a equal weighting, it's going to level that playing field out a little bit, but and give you a balance of small and large companies.
Okay.
That's more diversification. You don't want to ever be making higher bets on one or the other. It's my philosophy.
And that's
so and I think people, they don't realize that. They think, well, I think people are under the perception that if you own an index fund, it's just equal. If it's an S&P 500 fund, it's invested equally among all S&P 500 companies. That's not true. And by that market cap weighting, it's you have more exposure to bigger companies than you do smaller companies. And results have shown smaller companies have outperformed larger companies in recent times. So there's really no reason to overweight. So that is the power between doing the three styles. A third in market cap weighted, a third in equal weighted, and a third in fundamental weighted. That way you're getting exposure to all three index funds. You're not trying to pick, but you just choose one. I think it's a gamble.
Gotcha. Will you say to your clients, this is something they should be getting a hold of you now about and kind of taking a look at, reviewing, see where you're at, not necessarily your clients, but new clients or people that get that second opinion on what they have investing in now?
Well, I think if they have index funds right now, they do need that second opinion, not only so they can understand it better, but you know, you should know if you own all market cap weighted index funds that you have a leaning towards bigger companies. And that could be putting a drag on your performance.
Okay.
Versus if you went out and just bought equal weighted index funds where you'd have equal amount
everybody's
of small,
in the game.
Everybody's in the game.
Yep.
And your performance would be a little higher. Or if you added another layer to it, so you added all three layers. But it's knowing what you own, I think, is the most important part. Is if you can't decide, well, I got two index funds and they're supposed to track the index, and you don't understand how your returns are coming about, that's important. But as far as adding this to your portfolio, you know, this, as with anything else, you need to test a strategy before you say, oh, it's just because it looks good for 1 year doesn't mean it's actually going to work in the future or the past. But I don't think it's going to hurt. I really think that when I test this in portfolios by adding the three methods of indexing, I think the benefits are going to be positive. Do you do all three or do you do two of the three? Is it right for everyone? That kind of thing. Because you got to if you already have 10 asset classes, for example, and you got an index fund in all 10, now you're going to have 3 and 10. That's 30 holdings versus 10. You got to think about that. Think about transaction cost. Think about, is it worth it? Is it even worth putting that? You know, larger accounts, it would work. Smaller accounts, it wouldn't.
Okay.
So, but more importantly, listeners, if you own index funds, know what type of weighting the index fund uses, because it could really either have you in a position where you're taking too much risk, not enough risk, or maybe it's hindering your performance. You need to know all that. All that stuff is good.
That adds up to me, Jason, as if they need to take a look at what they have now and prepare for what they're going to try to do in the future on that.
And I got to make the point, why are we talking about index funds? Well, they're different than traditional mutual funds. Traditional mutual funds are trying to beat the index, where an index fund is essentially trying to track it. You have to remember, traditional-based actively managed mutual funds, 70% of the time, don't beat their benchmark. That's why people are big advocates for index funds, because it's just easier, it's cheaper, and if you can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat the index, then just track the index.
Don't go for the high reward, go for the average of a good reward all the way across the board.
And I think you need both styles of investing in your portfolio. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Financial Coaching Radio. If you want to join in, any last-minute questions, 893-1450, or go to the website financialcoachingradio.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Have you been on the fence about putting your home up for sale? Right now could be the perfect time. Inventory levels are still low in Rutherford County, and you could have the home someone has been waiting for. Call Hope Wilson with Exit Realty at 796-4151. Be sure to mention Financial Coaching Radio and get a free, no-obligation home valuation. 796-4151, Hope Wilson, sellwithhope.com, 796-4151.
Tax time is almost here, and it's one of the most dreaded times of the year for some folks, but it doesn't have to be for you. Tuthrow Hale & Welch CPAs is ready to help in 2014. Some of their specialties, tax planning and preparation, bookkeeping, QuickBooks, and much more. One of the things to like most about TH&W's is they never pass off your return to an inexperienced accountant. Your return will always be carefully reviewed by a partner or an experienced CPA in the firm. Call TH&W CPAs today at 848-1072 or visit them online at thwcpa.com.
Getting a mortgage doesn't have to be complicated. You just need an expert on your team. Don DeLore with Guaranteed Trust has over 30 years of experience. Let him find the right mortgage that meets your needs. With in-house underwriting, he can close your loan in just a few short weeks, not months like the other guys. Great rates, 30 years of experience, and in-house underwriting. Give Don a call at 907-2611 or visit dondelore.com. How long would your retirement nest egg last if you had to start writing an $8,000 check each month to cover long-term health care expenses? For most of us, not more than just a few years. That's why if you have assets, you can't go without long-term care insurance. Call Dan Curtis with Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527 to learn more about how long-term care insurance can take the burden off your family and protect your life savings. That's 224-9527 or CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters on North Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good afternoon. One accident being worked by authorities at this time, Osborne Lane at Pendarvis Lane. We've also got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 Medical Center Parkway, for I-24 at 231. Lots of slowdown, Broad and Church, Broad and Memorial Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard, with lots of congestion for us also this afternoon. You still give yourself a gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team and get 50% off a new patient exam, X-ray, and cleaning. Call 220-1100 or visit NashvilleSmileTeam.com today. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on WGNS.
And Middle Tennessee has beaten the Tennessee Volunteers.
High backfield, Summers going to break into the secondary. He's going to dive into the end zone.
The excitement of Rutherford County sports on WGNS.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. In the house with Don DeLore of Guaranteed Trust, 30 years of experience in the mortgage business. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. Not a whole lot new in the mortgage business, but you do have a new website at Guaranteed Trust.
We do.
More user-friendly. You can get all the info you need on rates and mortgages. But the one thing I think the coolest thing you had mentioned at GuaranteedTrust.com is you could track interest rates. You get alerts when interest rates change.
That's, you can put your own personalized rate program together. You put in your parameters of that into the system, and it'll shoot you emails as it changes.
Important for folks that are shopping for a home, maybe thinking about selling and buying a new home.
Yes.
Because if a rate change, then it may price you out of the market.
Correct.
And on interest rate locks, we've discussed this before. I think everyone out there gets interest rate locks today.
Yeah, much more than they did 10 years ago, for sure.
But the thing to note is that to realize that if the interest rates go backwards, you're usually not going to get
You're locking in. Just the same as you're not going to get the higher rate because they locked it in. So it's that's the deal these days. And if you let your rate expire, then you're going to have worst case scenarios, whichever one is better for the bank.
Do people rate shop? They just call up and say, what's your rates?
They did a lot more of that in the past than they do today. People are a little more sophisticated with their questions, the way they ask them when it comes to that. But yes, people used to just say, what's your rate?
What's a common question you guys get at the office?
Can I do it? That's really, you know, really, they want to know, can I get a mortgage, that type of thing. Really, they want to know what the savings will be, what the costs will be, but they still really focus on payment. And that's really been the most difficult piece is that they call about the payment. They want to worry about their payment.
Well, we'll have a few minutes here. This happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Caller on the line. Mr. Horace, welcome to Financial Coaching Radio.
How you doing? My brother bought a house in the country, and he got a 30-year loan.
Uh-huh.
And paid off in 15 years. Did he save a lot of interest money?
Will he save, if he has a 30-year loan and paid it off in 15? Certainly.
He saved 15 years worth of paid interest he would have paid on that mortgage.
So not so the interest, 15 years of payments, however you look at it. You could take the payment and multiply it by 15 if you just want, now some of that's going to be principal, obviously, but that's how I look at it, as total cash flow. So right. he'll
and
save.
He worked at the hospital, too. He was a supervisor's hospital.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think it's a good strategy to use. People, I think you get geared towards, got to get a 15-year mortgage, got to get a 15-year mortgage. There's nothing wrong with getting a 30-year mortgage and paying it like a 15. You know, there's some disadvantages there, but it does allow you for more flexibility, because what if you lose your job? You can always pay it, go back to the 30-year payment.
That's correct.
Well, Don, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back again soon. And I think on that note, people need to understand, you know, just don't, if you lock into a 15-year mortgage payment, that's it.
You're paying the
higher
payment.
You can't go back and say, well, I really wanted a 30. Right. But if you get a 30 and pay it like a 15, you could always change. It's your doing.
That's right. And also some of the things we talked about earlier about investing the other money in a different way.
Awesome. DonDelore.com. DonDelore.com. If you're interested in refinance or getting a new home loan, shop your mortgage lenders, people. Not all are created equal. DonDelore.com. I want to remind you to check out the website, FinancialCoachingRadio.com. There you can find links to archives, all the past shows, over a year's worth, listed by date and by topic, are all there. FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Click archives. And if you want to learn more about commission-free, objective financial planning, go to my website, Jason Qualls, CFP.com, JasonQualls, CFP.com. That way you can get your second opinion and know if your advisor really has your best interest at heart. We'll see you tomorrow right here on WGNS. Everyone have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show, and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.